Welcome to A Cup of Tea. Today we'll be talking about the imposter syndrome and how you can overcome it. If you are listening to me right now, it is because of Anchor. And if you haven't heard of Anchor before, these are the few things you should know about Anchor. It is free. There are creation tools you can use to edit your podcast. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you. You can download the Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started. What is the imposter syndrome? This is a psychological phenomenon where capable people believe that everything they achieve is because of their good luck and not their effort. The layman will call this the inferiority complex. I know you probably don't know you have this syndrome yet, but these are the few ways you can actually get the syndrome. You can get it through social media, you can get it by working in a place that you don't fit in. Like, for example, if you're a lady and you're working with many men, or you're working with an engineering company where a company that is dominated by the male species. Why I use the male species? Anyways, the male species, males, guys, men. I know you understand. Anyways, you can actually get the syndrome because they make you feel like you're incompetent, like they make you feel not capable enough or not able to do the job. So it's also very possible to get it from that. Having the imposter syndrome is just simply having good things and not feeling that you deserve them. Like, for instance, if I get the job now and I feel like, I don't really feel that I deserve this job. I didn't even read or prepare for this, for the interview, and I just happened to get the job without knowing anybody from there. How did I get this job? Blah 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 blah. Like, and you're feeling like, I could not deserve the job. So let's just see how things will go, sha. And the people working there will just be like, this person is looking as if she doesn't know what she's doing. She doesn't even know what she's doing here. Okay. And then they start to treat you like somebody, like one of the ITs and all the stuff. Like, they don't even give you the respect that you deserve because they simply believe that you don't know what you're doing. You don't understand what you're supposed to do in the company. You don't feel capable enough. And then they start to treat you the way you actually treat yourself. They treat you the way you portray yourself, and I don't think you want that. So I feel there are other ways you can overcome the imposter syndrome. The first step is to acknowledge that you actually have this syndrome. You are supposed to know that, I have this problem. And so it will make it easier for you to overcome it. Another step is to know the difference between the truth and what you feel. Sometimes you can feel stupid, doesn't mean that you're actually stupid. Other people may not see you as being stupid. So there's a difference between the truth and your feelings. That's just you. That's just in your head. It's just in your head that you feel stupid. I feel stupid. But then other people are not seeing it that way. So you have to know the difference. Number three is, don't obsess over everything that you do. Don't aim perfection. It's not possible for you to be totally perfect. Everybody has their flaws. Like, each and every one of us, we have flaws. We all have flaws. No matter how perfect you are in this life, the most beautiful girl can be the rudest girl. Like, forget it. So you just have to believe that, I know I'll make mistakes. So don't put so much pressure on yourself to be perfect. Another thing is to improve your response towards failure. Like, you surely fail. There's no way you won't fail. For you to obtain success, you actually must have tasted failure before. So the only way to to be successful is to embrace failure. So you have to improve your response to failure. If you don't have a good way to handle failure, then I don't understand how you are going to cope with this imposter syndrome. Because when you feel that, okay, I failed now, so is this how I'll be feeling all the time? And when you now happen to get whatever you worked for, you now be like, I'm supposed to fail now, and you won't appreciate the fact that you got what you got. So the last thing is to reward yourself. Anytime you get to somewhere, anytime you get one step higher, you have to reward yourself. It's not compulsory, but it is a good thing to actually reward yourself, to keep reminding you that, okay, when I do this, I get this. And then you keep striving more, and you know that, okay, I did this myself, I deserve it, and that's why I'm rewarding myself. It makes you conscious. You have to fake it till you make it, because it takes at least 66 days to form a new behavior and about 18 to 254 days to form a new habit. And so I know you guys are going to be like, it's 21 days. It's not possible for you to actually form a habit in 21 days. It's not possible. That's a topic for another day. Anyways, guys, we've come to the end of this episode. I hope you liked it. Please subscribe and stay tuned for more episodes. Bye, guys.